Purdue just got crushed again in the state of Michigan, and you're a lousy fan. Let's talk about it.
Today's QuickCast is brought to you by Martin Vintage. MartinVintage.com, where if you enter BOILED at checkout, you'll get 20% off.
Mom, thanks for watching. No, I don't think you're a lousy fan. Thanks for tuning in to BOILED Sports, to the QuickCast with me, Boiler Dowd. I know one thing, and this is a fact. It doesn't matter which sport you're watching, which fan base it is. Losing stinks. And when teams lose, especially when they lose big, it fractures the fan base. We saw a little bit of that the other night. On our Twitter feed, a little bit of a dust storm got kicked up. Jay and I really don't like it when people call student athletes out. We don't like their character being called out. We don't like the perception of their character being called out because these guys sacrifice a lot to play for our alma mater. Generally, we will side on the place where we'll go after the coach first. But the players, we kind of stay away from. You can be critical, don't get me wrong. I think a good criticism of Carson Edwards would be, Carson Edwards takes very deep shots way too early in the shot clock, and those very deep shots turn into a early turnover in that shot clock. The very deep shot generally will be there late in the shot clock. I really believe that. And he has such a quick trigger that he has the ability to get shots off when other guys, when hands are in his face and when things are going away. When he takes a very deep shot in the first 5 to 10 seconds of a shot clock, that doesn't make any sense to me. And I think it's fair to be critical of that idea. If you think they're not playing well, be critical of their play. Getting character words involved is where Jay had the big problem. Make no mistake. If you can go back and you can read those words, you can read the posts. If you want to go back on Twitter, they're on there. You can dig through. I have a pretty quick block and mute trigger finger myself. I will stop the conversation after one or two back and forth just by hitting mute or hitting block. Jay says, give them rope, let them hang themselves. And generally people will. They'll start really saying more than you actually want them to if they get into an argument. And they'll get real personal real quickly. The funny thing is during the back and forth with some different people, we had words put in our mouths, okay? Jay and I run that Boiled Sports Twitter feed together. We have since its inception, we still do. People always say, that guy, it's us, it's two people. Do I agree with everything Jay does? No. Does he agree with everything I do? No. And if you tweet something on a public forum and it's dumb sounding, you might get sniped by Jay. I'll just tell you, he may retweet you. It's happened already. So if you want to say something, just stand by it. No big deal. And if you want to, and it's on a public forum at that point. Some people agree, some people disagree. They're your words. Now, regarding our Boilermakers, the root of this whole thing, Purdue's momentum of that 3-game winning streak seems to be gone. Purdue is, that Michigan State game, just like the Michigan game, really exposed a lot of problems. Michigan State did a brilliant job taking away Carson Edwards. They even made it difficult for him to get those deep shots on. I think McQuaid played one of the best defensive games I've ever seen on Carson Edwards, and one of his best games, period. I've never been impressed with him as a player. Surely offensively he struggled, but man, that was solid defense. He did a great job, and I think Henry as well from Michigan State bottled up Edwards very, very well. Purdue couldn't counterpunch. And here's what we learned, if you didn't already know. Carson Edwards is very good, and when he's off, Purdue is going to struggle, period. I think it was actually an affirmation of what we already knew. Carson Edwards deserves to be on that wooden watch list still at the midseason, like he was just named to. By the way, the people of you, those of you who say Carson Edwards is this or that or whatever, Carson Edwards makes your Boilermakers much better. Other coaches are terrified of Carson Edwards. Other coaches scheme against Carson Edwards to keep him from scoring. He's going to have a couple more 40-point games this season. He will go off on someone. When he's feeling it, he's feeling it. There's no doubt, and there's nobody on the team that can fill it up like he can. When you have Carson Edwards shooting poorly from three and Wheeler shooting poorly from three at the same time, you're in big trouble as a team, and that's what we saw versus Michigan State. Purdue tried to hang around. The defense was very, very solid for a long chunk of the game. I was surprised at what multiple players did against Ward, keeping him bottled up for a long time. Part of that looked like Ward was just frustrated. Came into the game a little off, and because of that, he didn't score as much as he usually does. Purdue has a lot of work to be done if we are going to think they're a tournament team. 6 losses already. If you extrapolate it out, it's pretty simple. About 20 and 12. 20 and 12, I think. 21 and 11. would probably get Purdue into the tournament, I think, because the Big Ten is so darn strong. Purdue will have a lot of quality in-conference wins. The problem is they need to start versus Wisconsin tonight and get a good quality road win. That would be huge. Wisconsin is no longer ranked, of course, but Matt Painter seems to have the kryptonite in the Kohl Center. He knows how to beat Wisconsin. And Greg Gard, I think, is 1-4 versus Matt Painter. This is a game that's very winnable for Purdue in spite of the fact Wisconsin seems to be a little bit better team. The biggest thing is, can you keep Hap from hitting his four-footers? Give me a break with the Hap talk as player of the year. Every year we've heard this for the last 50 years. I'm done with it. He's effective. He's good. There's no doubt. But player of the year, let's pump the brakes again. Media, fans, whoever who believes that Hap is a player of the year candidate, it's just not accurate. He's a good player. He's a very good player. He'd probably play in the NBA. Probably. And if he is, he's going to be buried on the bench. It doesn't matter. College basketball right now, he's a solid player. Purdue, Wisconsin, Kohl Center tonight, 9 p.m. on FS1. Hope you get to tune in. Appreciate you guys. Appreciate you tuning in. God bless you. Have a great day. Go Boilers. Let's get a quality win on the road tonight.
BS all the time.